This game was recorded. We couldn't bring you the game live since we can't get an internet signal from Tri-Village's gym, and we couldn't simulcast another station because no other radio stations broadcasted the game. We apologize for the inconvenience, and thank you for listening in the Fort Recovery Radio archives.
It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Indian fans. This is Brian Patch and Neil Spencer here at the Battlegrounds in New Madison, Ohio, as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Tri-Village Patriots. And coming in non-conference game on a Tuesday night should be a great contest, as Tri-Village is a top five team in the state of Ohio in Division IV. I'm not sure exactly what their ranking is, Neil. Do you know that by chance?
No, I do not. But anywhere, if they're ranked anywhere, that's pretty good.
I know they're, I believe, in the top 10 or so. They come in with a 10-3 record, 7-0 in their conference in the Western Ohio League, but which is a newly formed league. Took some of the CCC schools and some of the other schools around south of here and kind of combined in a new conference. But their schedule, I know their non-conference schedule, they played in Flying to the Hoops this past weekend. Against Botkins and lost to the number one team in the state by one on a last-second shot by Botkins. Actually, I think it was two free throws by Jacob Plyman in order to win that game. And then I know they've done a couple other holiday tournaments and some shootouts with some other teams, showcase-type things. Their schedule, even though they come with a 10-3 record, their schedule is kind of beefed up a little bit as far as playing some bigger – bigger schools and playing, like you say, in some showcase tournaments. And so when you get in those, you're going against some D1 schools and D2 schools and things like that.
Yeah, you get a matchup that you don't get to decide who you're going to play.
Right.
And, when you were coaching the boys, we did that on purpose too. So we could you can take a really, really good team and get better when you're playing teams like that. You get some L's when you're doing that, but that's not, if your whole goal is to go undefeated, that's not a good way to do it. If your whole goal is to be the best team at the end of the year, that's probably a really good way to do it.
Right, and the other thing is you get a chance to showcase some kids as well, and they have a very fine player and a senior and number 15, Lane Sarver, who's a 6'6 kid. For them, he's a perimeter player, plays some post for him a little bit as well. I know he has some D1 looks in football as a receiver. He also has some lower level D1 looks and D2, high level D2 schools looking at him for basketball as well. So I know that's a kid they've been trying to showcase, as well as number 35, a 6'5 junior, Justin Finkbein. And then they got a couple really good guards as well. Number 5, Josh Scantlin, is a 6'6 senior. They match us pretty well size-wise. And then on top of that, I know those kids are the ones that they've been trying to showcase a little bit, getting some looks. And those all three kids have, as I said, for basketball, D2. And then the Sharver kids has some D1 looks as well. And obviously a well-coached team. Josh Sagister is back. This is his second stint here at Tri-Village. He was gone for a few years, took the superintendent job. And then came back, and so this is his second run, and they're loaded again for Bear. Recap our JV score here a little bit.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about that.
That's fine.
Be back in just a second here.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. A great place to start is with their cube steak. Right now, it's only $4.99 a pound. Grab several packages and you'll have a good start for all kinds of meals. Cube steak and baked potatoes in a salad, cube steak and mashed potatoes covered with mushroom gravy, cube steak with hash browns and corn. Anything your family loves, you can get off to a great start with their cube steaks at only $4.99 a pound from Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McEldowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, and we're back here again at the Battlegrounds in New Madison. As I was saying before we went to break here, you know, Tri-Village is a loaded program right now. We came in here with our JV team who, I'm not sure of our record, but I know we're pretty good. And we took a thumping by their JV team. Started out at the end of the first quarter, it was 12-4 advantage Patriots. In the second quarter, they outscored a 17-3 to take a 29-7 halftime lead. In the third quarter, we outscored them 11-10, but the lead was still pretty large for the Tri-Village Patriots as they led 39-18. And in the fourth quarter, they outscored a 16-10 as they end up winning 55-28. And in their JV scores for us, we were led by sophomore Rex Leverett with 9 points. Reese Guggenbiller added 6. Ross Pearson added 5. Troy Holman 4. Eli Leonard's 2. Wyatt Grover 1. And Caden Greasy 1 as well. And their JV team was made up mostly of actually some juniors. They had a lot of juniors playing.
I saw 5 of them on the roster. I didn't really look to see how many of them were all we're playing most of the time, but every time I looked out there, there's at least one or two.
And this is a different Tri-Village program right now than what it has been because they added football about 2 or 3 years ago. And looking at their kids, you definitely can tell they've been in the weight room the last couple years. You know, we used to come down here or even when they came to our place, and physically we could manhandle them. And that's not the case anymore. Their kids are well put together, and you can tell they're in the weight room and getting physically stronger and more athletic. And they really looked the part, and I think it kind of showed in the JV game. You know, we struggled shooting a little bit, but same time, I mean, physically they just kind of dominated our kids a little bit with their size and strength, and having that extra year where when you're throwing 5 juniors out there on the floor who are put together, you know, kind of made a little bit of a difference for us. So,
yeah, I think that's definitely true. Let me throw some stuff out here for the upcoming games. Thursday. Girls are going to host Coldwater. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and that'll also be with the NFHS video. Friday, the boys will be at Coldwater. That'll be our broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available most likely with WCSM's audio. On Saturday, the girls go to Troy Christian, and that's going to be our broadcast, varsity only, at noon. And then boys at Mississinawa, that'll be our broadcast. No video available at Mississinawa Valley that I can find. So Thursday, girls, Friday, boys. Those are both Coldwater. Girls at home, boys at Coldwater. Saturday, girls at Troy Christian, and boys at Mississinawa Valley Saturday night. So that's what's coming up here. And anything else you want to talk about? These are some scores from last weekend. Max scores. I don't know if you have anything you want to talk about on those.
Well, it's getting, you know, looking at the Max standings right now, it's getting interesting because, you know, the teams in front of us, we're 3-2. We play Bremen yet and Vercells yet, Vercells is 6-0, Bremen's 5-0. And, you know, Marion's in front of us right now at the 3-1 record, and we're tied with in fourth place with St. John's at a 3-2 record. So, you know, ideally, we're still not out of this thing for the MAC race yet. You know, we could, you know, need some little help here and there from some other teams. But, you know, if we can win our games in front of us with New Bremen and Vercells, obviously we got Coldwater on Friday night, who's 1-4. But if we can beat Coldwater and come and beat Bremen and Vercells, you know, rely on a little help. We're not too far out of this thing yet.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully we're not writing that MAC championship off the line. You know, obviously,
right.
like I said, we need some help. And, you know, and that's maybe not our focus 100% because we got to worry about us and take care of our own business first. But, you know, it's still there. And,
yeah.
you know, at this point, I think more importantly, we're looking for good seeding, which is probably
yes.
maybe 2 weeks away or
yeah,
so.
That's what I was thinking. If we can beat either one or both of those teams, even if we can't overcome them in the MAC standings, that can get us a very good seeding in
right.
the tournament.
So. It definitely helps with your resume building. So,
yeah. Looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem. I guess we'll take a little break and be back right after this.
Annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. Pick up one of their beautifully trimmed chuck roasts for just $5.99 a pound, then grab some potatoes, onions, carrots, green peppers, or some other red, orange, or yellow peppers, maybe some celery, and you have a great meal, and plenty extra for leftovers the next day. If you're in a big hurry, head back to their deli. They have meals ready to go every day until 6 p.m. You'll find everything you need to make great meals for your family at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And we're back here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're
my
fine.
My fault.
You're mesmerized by the video, right?
Yeah, I was watching the video and I forgot. And then I couldn't find the. They got the lights off, so I couldn't find the knob to turn it on. Sorry about that.
All right, for the road team here tonight, we got the Fort Recovery Indians coming in here, and we are starting our traditional starting lineup. We have junior Landon Post, who's a 6 foot junior, as I said, wearing number zero. A 6'4" senior, number two, Owen Judy. A 6'4" senior, number four, Logan Holman. A 6'6" junior, number 22, Cal Remmel. And a 6'7" junior, number 21, Daniel Patch is our starting lineup. And then for the Tri-Village Patriots, they're coming in with a starting lineup of 6 foot, number three, a junior, Dalton DeLong. 6'1", number 4, a junior, Wilson Suggs. 6'6", number 5, a senior, Josh Scantlin. 6'6", number 15, a senior, Lane Sarver. And the last starting starter for them is 6'5", number 35, a junior, Justin Finkbein. So, again, similar in size, 6'6", 6'6", 6'6", 6'1", 6'. Matches our Indians really well.
Yep.
And to start off, they do something that's kind of cool and also kind of gets in your head a little bit. They play the nostalgia, mystique of Tri-Village basketball, where they throw in all the past state teams and regional finals and all those kind of things that kind of get in your head a little bit. But I don't think that's going to bother us here tonight. Yep. Jump ball and the Tri-Village Patriots get the tip, and we are in a box and one. And so Logan Holman is going to be face guarding Lane Sarver, and the other Indians will be in a box trying to tech away on the bottom. You got Kel and Daniel. Top, you got Owen and Landon. Not letting Lane Sarver try to get off and beat us and make someone else try to beat us here. I had a chance to talk with Coach Josh Sagister before the game, and he and I have coached against each other for a few times, and our daughters have played in the same AAU organization a little bit. And he's like, you guys are hard to scout against because you throw – I watched four tapes. You're throwing four different defenses out there. And, you know, when you do that, you got to prep for a lot of things because you really don't know what we're going to do. So turnover right there on Tri-Village as they were basically working around the perimeter and threw it away. Landon Post picks up a ball.
So he only saw four of our defenses.
Yep, he only saw four. And he didn't see this one. I guarantee you that. So
yeah.
Kyle Rammer has the ball right now on the right-hand side. Ball screen coming here by Logan Holman. He refuses it. Baseline drive. Air balls it. Landon Post gets his hands on it, recovers the ball, kick out to Daniel Patch on the left-hand side. Daniel dribbles back up top, picks up his dribble, throws it into Logan Holman in the high post area, reverse pivots. It's Owen Judy on a nice cut down to the right-hand baseline side, goes up, powers up, and got fouled, but official doesn't call it. Definitely wrapped his arm up.
Yep, definite contact.
Yep.
Lots of stuff.
And that's kind of how the JV game started as well.
Yep.
Missed three for Tri-Village, and Landon Post has a defensive rebound here. Tri-Village picking them up even full court on a miss. Landon Post dribble down, reach in foul. They don't call.
No. That could get interesting if they're going to let them push us and not call the foul.
Yep. There's another turnover there by Landon. And
they stole the ball.
Yep, stole the ball and will be out of bounds on Tri-Village as they missed the layup. It's one of those things. If they're not going to call the ball pressure and hands on us like that, we got to be a lot stronger with the ball than what we are right there.
Yes, for sure.
Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for the Indians. Full court pressure right here. Daniel throws it in to Owen Judy. Owen Judy attacks. Hit that little pull-up, Jay. There you go, Owen. Nice little step back move. Logan Holman gets an offensive rebound. Dives on the ground. Kicks out to Landon Post. Nice hustle, wow. Logan Holman. Swings it across to Owen Judy. Cutter action. Logan has the ball in the high post. From Landon out to Logan, and Logan turns the ball over. Two turnovers right now and two trips for the Indians. Not a good start for the Tribe. Swing pass over here against that box and one, and Finkbaum drives in. Gets blocked by Kel Rammel. Landon Post has the ball now, dribbling it up. Swings it over to Logan Holman on the left-hand side. Interesting matchup right there. They have Sarver guarding Landon Post. Turnover right there for the Indians. And a layup in transition. And Finkbaum lays it in. Takes a 2-0 first quarter lead with 5:10 left to go. Tri-Village picking up full court. Starver's looking to run and jump here off of that. Landon kicks over to Logan Holman. Turns it down. Drives in. Turns the ball over. We got three trips, three turnovers. Starver goes in and gets fouled on Owen Judy. Going up for a shot. So it's going to be two shots for Lane Sarver.
Yeah, they are really, really putting pressure on us. There is a little physicality, but it's not like beating them to death. But
no,
like you said, we need to be a lot stronger with our
right now. We're
control.
Playing very weak with the basketball.
Yes, we are.
And I can't believe Coach Melton is going to be very happy with that right now.
Can't believe he's not jumping up and down and screaming.
And Caleb Evers checks in for Logan Holman. 4:57 to go in the first quarter. First free throw was good. Second free throw is no good. Daniel Patch with the defensive rebound. Outlets to Kel Rammel. Right now, Tri-Village is pressuring everywhere. They don't care if they get beat or not. there basically attacking us. Landon Post with a three. Good. One way to beat the pressure is attack it in the high post and kick outside. And that's what we did right there for three for Landon Post. Indians take a, or it's tied it up here, 3-3. Baseline drive for the Patriots. Long on the rebound. Landon Post fights with Starver on a loose ball there. And Tri-Village comes up with it. Throws it back inside for Finkbaum. Swing pass over to Suggs. Possible walk, and they don't call it.
Took an extra step there. Had a real nice move, and they took an extra step.
Yeah, I guess that's allowed down here.
It is now.
Kyle Rammel drives in, looks backside. Landon Post catches it.
Now through.
Another three. Misses it. Daniel Patch with a rebound. Take that up. Daniel, make a move. Kicks out to Owen Judy. Right there's a foul they don't call. Reach. Caleb's got to seal him up. We got a turnover right there. This is going to be a dunk. And it is for Starver. And he gets teed up for a little trash talking after the dunk.
It was. And I don't think he had a real reason to.
No. That's just him.
Yep.
Be honest.
Well, maybe that'll. Well, they probably do that from time to time to fire the fans up. So.
Well, if you remember last year at the end of our game, we were kind of conceding the game was over, and we were walking off the floor, and he went down and tried to windmill one as they're up 8 or 9 on us, and he got stuffed in front of the rim. So some kids are, you know, just kind of like that. Yeah. Owen does step up and hit the first technical. Hopefully that fires us up, though, Neil, as you stated.
Yes.
This is, you know, we were kind of coming out almost a little methodical, maybe a little soft, maybe a little all, you could say, of them a little bit.
Yes.
And we played kind of timid, so hopefully this fires us up. Owen does hit the second free throw, giving him 2 on the night. And Sarver does come out, and replacing him is 21, Seth Cook, 6'3", junior. And you can definitely tell their game plan. Their game plan is going to be pressurous everywhere on the floor. Daniel has the ball in the high post. Some action across up top with the weave. Scissors action. Landon drives off of that. Kel Rimmel has the ball in a handoff. Nice defense there by the Tri-Village Patriots. Owen Judy picks up his dribble. Swings over Kel. Nice little give and go pass. Kel gets blocked on the drive. Tri-Village in transition. Possible walk they don't call. Nice drive over there. Nice pass into Finkbaum. We got beat baseline. Give them a 9-5 lead. If we're playing a box and one, that's one place we don't want to get beat is baseline. Turnover here by Owen Judy. Drive in for DeLong. Up and misses it. Offensive rebound. They're going to give it here to the Patriots as it was touched out of bounds by Kale Rammel.
I could see three of them. I couldn't see who touched the ball, but there's three of them and Kale.
Yeah, they pointed to Kale. So Tri-Village does trigger the ball out of bounds underneath. Three-pointer for DeLong. No good. Caleb Evers with the defensive rebound on the backside. Hands off to Kel Rammel. Kel drives up down the floor. Kicks over to Daniel Patch. Open three. Misses it. Tips up. Tri-Village has the ball. Pushing in transition is DeLong. Look over to Scantlin. Nice little find inside to Finkbaum. Gets blocked by Kel Rammel on the backside. Indians retain the ball, trailing 9-5 with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. And our Fall of Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Turnover right. Nope. Caleb Beaver does retain the ball. And he gets knocked out quickly.
He just about got hammered there. The guy came up and just bashed into the back end of him.
No foul.
No.
But we do retain the ball.
Yeah.
Right now, they're just also quicker to the ball than what we are.
We need to be noticeably more aggressive than we are if we're going to stay in this game offensively and defensively, like that.
Yep, there's a steal for Tri-Village. Up and good for number 21, Seth Cook.
Yeah, there was definitely some contact on there, but they're not calling it, and we've gotten some contact on them, and they didn't call it, so we just need to learn to play that way.
And that's one we just got to step and meet our pass as well instead of waiting for the ball to come to us.
Yes.
So that happens, then that's not a stolen pass. Cal Rammel's looking to find a teammate. Hits Caleb Evers in the high post. Owen Judy has the ball up top. Swings it to Caleb Evers. We get scissor action up top. Kick over to Daniel on the left-hand side.
He had a hold of Daniel's arm.
And
they're going to call an offensive foul
on that. And they don't call the grab on the drive.
Actually grabbed his arm.
Well. this game's going kind of like the JV game was as far as some of the officiating calls here. Yeah. Indians right now switch to a 2-3 defense. Tri-Village pulling it out and recognizing what they're in. Swinging the ball around. Suggs has the ball, turns it over. Cal Ramel gets the pick and a steal. Looking to push it up in full court here.
Let's get aggressive.
Yep, attacking Cal. Drives in, swings over to two. Caleb Evers up top. Swings over to the left-hand side to Landon Post. Reach in foul as Landon tries to feed the post on Scantlin. So Indians will trigger the ball out of bounds on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter score, trailing 11-5. And a post does trigger the ball in, hits Owen Judy on the baseline side, swings back up to Cal Ramel, one dribble to his left, pull up three, no good. Caleb Evers goes after the ball, misses it. Missed dunk for Finkbaum, and they call foul on Cal Ramel. From our vantage point, looked like Cal got all ball, if anything.
Yep, I thought so too, but we're not going to get that call.
So Finkbaum will go to Justin Finkbaum. A 6'5 junior steps up to the free throw line and misses the first one. Tri-Village sends in a couple subs here. Number 33, Tanner Prince, 6'1 sophomore. And number 10, Jason Hell, a 5'8 senior.
Yeah, just under a minute to go here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter, and we need this is time to
hits the free throw. We take it out.
Lackadaisical and
turnover for the Indians.
Went right through his hands.
Three, no good. Caleb Beaver gets a rebound on the backside, hands it to Cal Ramel. Indians trail 12-5. Dribbles across half court and picks up our dribble. Cal swings it to Owen Judy on the left hand side with 34 seconds. Throws it back across to Daniel Patch. Daniel's looking to find someone, hits Caleb Evers. Throws it in to Cal Ramel, who has a definite size advantage. One dribble, kicks it across. Throws it inside to Caleb Evers. One dribble, gets stripped from behind. And Caleb Evers gets a foul. Looks like going to be.
Whoa.
Yeah, this
really
is
really chippy now.
Yep.
And first quarter's not over yet.
That's kind of how the game started, and that's how the JV game went, and that's kind of how this one's going unless they don't get it under control. So
yeah, this could be bad for somebody. Just need to be sure nobody gets hurt here.
And it looks like Logan Holman is going to be checking in, and Troy Holman for someone. Caleb Evers and Landon Post. So we got Owen Judy, Troy Holman, Cal Ramel, Daniel Patch, and Logan Holman on the floor. 16 seconds, Indians trail 12-5. Hill has the ball up top, staying at half court, letting the time run down. Obviously, they're going to get one shot here. Swings it over to Scantlin on the left side, looking for a lob pass. They throw it out of bounds. It's going to be Indian ball with 3 seconds.
Yep. Couldn't quite get his hands on it.
No. Nope. A little too long. Cal Ramel, the quarterback for the Indians.
Just can't let him get the ball back.
Yep. Throws it though in Judy. Half-court shot.
That might go. Nope.
It looked good, but just off to the left. So, end of the one. Fowler Mechanical Scoreboard, Indians trail 12-5. And we'll take a break and be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, and we're back here at the Battleground in New Madison as the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Tri-Village Patriots, and the Patriots have a 12-5 first quarter lead here at the end of one. Getting ready to start the second quarter, and we'll be Indians ball. On the floor for the Indians, we have Logan Holman, Troy Holman, Daniel Patch, Cal Ramel, and Owen Judy.
So basically the starters except Troy for Landon.
Yep. Indians trigger it in. Troy Holman has the ball up top. Troy throws the ball away, trying to get him on the backside. Nice hands, though, for Troy Holman. And throws the ball out of bounds for Starver. Yep. Gets it knocked away. It will be Patriots ball. Interesting matchup. They have their 6'6 wing kind of forward on Troy Holman out there and Landon Post. Quick three here for Prince. Air ball. Cal Ramel with the ball. Outlets, throws it to Daniel Patch. Swings it up to Troy Holman. Troy picks up his dribble, tries to throw over the top. You don't want to do that when you're getting trapped. You got hands are always up on a trap, and you throw into hands, and we get a turnover off of it.
Yep.
Quickly, Tri-Village up in hand and transition. Swings it over from Prince back up to Hale. Hale takes it back up top. Swings it over to Scantlin. Back up top to Hale.
Have we had a possession where we got three passes without it getting stolen?
No.
I don't think we have.
No, we have more turnovers and shot attempts right now. I know that
yes,
for sure.
That's...
And without Calpe here, whose birthday.
Yes, it is.
We don't have our stat guy either. So.
Yep. And I believe it was your birthday, 10 days ago maybe?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Easy inside for Scantlin, pushing that lead 14-5. They were pretty methodical against our 2-3 right there and got the ball on a nice little high-low duck down. Landon Post checks in and replaces Troy Holman. Right now, I just don't really like our body language, Neil. We're just kind of going through the motions here, and you can't do that against a good team. Otherwise, they're going to bury you.
It'll be and just like the JV game.
This is going to get ugly if we don't start competing a little harder here.
Yes.
And I know calls are going against us, and I know we're getting fouled, but we still got to find a way to compete. Because right now they have hands all over us, and they ain't calling anything.
That's correct, and we need to do that right back to
them. Yep.
I mean, if they're not calling it, they're not calling it. And we're strong enough.
Yep. Absolutely. We just got to be physical. We get it inside Owen Judy. They triple team him. Throws it back out. Deflected pass from Logan Holman. And right now we're just struggling to make passes against hands.
Yep.
We're playing someone some of our size. And nice find inside for Tri-Village. Prince. Prince to Finkbaum for a nice little layup. And 16-5 Tri-Village leads on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Full timeout. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's way.
We're back. Again, right now, the Indians are struggling in this game against a very good Tri-Village team. On the offensive end, too many turnovers. We're throwing over pressure. They're big and long, and they got hands up. They're trapping full court, half court, man. And right now, we're throwing into too many arms and getting deflected passes. And on the defensive end, we're running a box and one, which I know we haven't worked on a whole lot. And I know... Just knowing Josh and knowing Tri-Village a little bit, they've seen a box and one a few times, and every time we go into it, they're running the exact set they want and getting the guy they want with the spot. I would say that's one of those things we haven't practiced a lot would be my guess.
Right.
And they have against that because they've seen it, and so they're probably a little more prepared on the offensive end than what we are on the defensive end would be my guess, and it's kind of showing. So.
Yeah, and we can shut down a guy if it works perfectly. But they have way more than one guy that can carry the team.
Oh, and Judy for a shot fake three misses it. Tri-Village with the rebound right now. Even when we get a shot up, it's one and done. Starver with a wide open three. Misses it on the other end. Finkbaum drives in. Misses it. Cal Ramel with the rebound. Pushes it in transition. Hits Landon Post. Landon drives up looking for Owen Judy on the right-hand side. Owen trying to create some space. Tacky Moen. Throws over to Daniel Patch. A little drive.
Going to go in.
Yep, little floater. Misses it. Long. Tri-Village with Prince with a drive. No one stops him in transition and gets the layup.
Yeah, he kind of had free reign all the way down.
Yep. Right now, we look discombobulated out here.
I think that's a perfect term for what we're seeing.
Right now, we just got to realize this is a long game, and we can battle back a couple possessions at a time instead of trying to get it all back in one, and we got to make sure we're fighting and being strong with the ball. Landon kicks into Owen Judy inside. Landon drives, hands all over him. Landon's trying to kick out. Landon gets on the floor for a loose ball. They're going to call foul on Tribe Village.
It's like Finkbein.
Yep, Finkbein with the foul. Good hustle by Landon Post getting on that loose ball. Yeah, Finkbein's first. It'll be their team third. We have four in the
trying to
half.
Think back in the mid-first quarter. Was it 8-5? They've scored 10 straight on us. Something like that.
That could be.
It's close to that. We've had five for a long, long time. Jeez.
Owen was just triple teamed, loses the ball. There's another dunk.
Then a foul I call.
And a foul. I'm not sure where that foul was.
Me either. I didn't see. I don't know.
I mean, Owen didn't even touch him.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody close to him, to be real honest. But Melton isn't screaming, and neither.
Well, you know, he's giving the official earful. He's not yelling, but he's definitely talking to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a foul. My goodness.
Yeah.
Owen ran by him. He didn't even touch him. There was no hand involvement. There was no legs.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think he came within a foot of him.
Goodness.
And he didn't foul him afterwards.
No. Anyway, he gets fouled for a three-point play, and it's good. Right now, 21-5. I might get it. They're good, but they don't need any help. My goodness. Full court pressure right now. Indians do break it. Landon Post gets it across, dribbles to the left baseline, trying to find someone.
Need to be stronger on the
sweep.
On offense, we are.
Well, we're getting
passes are.
We are, and then on top of it, we're getting body and we're getting off balance, and you know, we're feeling a little sorry for ourselves right now because we're getting hammered and no one's calling it.
Yeah.
And yet, just like that last play, he goes in and dunks it, and Owen didn't touch him, and he's getting protected.
Yep.
And throws it from Caleb on the backside to Daniel Patrick. Goes off his hands, out of bounds. So turnover on the Tribe.
Defender jumped up in between him. Yep. Daniel lost sight of the ball. And
right now, it's just one of those nights.
Yep.
Tri-Village ball. 4:12 to go in the second quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And he's still in the box on one. Skip pass over to Scanlon. Back over to DeLong for an open three.
Battle in the corner.
Yep.
Keep it together.
And they didn't take a timeout. Looks like probably going to be a 30-second. And that's hard right now because they're throwing a skip pass from baseline back to up top. And your job on the bottom is to come back into the middle, and they're skipping it right back with a screen, and you're getting caught, and there's no one back in the zone to hit you. So
the official is pointing.
Oh, he's wanting Coach Melton to stay in his box. If you've ever been to Tri-Village, the cold court, it can't be.
And there's
if
no
it is,
room
it's,
on the
it's,
side.
Yeah, if there is, there's no
or
room.
The ends.
So
the ends are the same as our old gym that we tore down. The ends are that much that you can.
You got about two steps, and then you're hitting a wall.
You're about 2 feet from the out of bounds to the wall.
And you got one step on the side, and then you're in a bleacher of someone. You just hope it's your side and not the opponent's side.
Yeah, and I noticed when I came in, if you're gonna go, if you come in the door where you come in, you can't go into the gym until they stop because there's no place to.
Oh, you're on the you're on the floor. You just check yourself in
on the floor. If you go into the gym to go find a seat somewhere besides right inside the door.
You just hope you don't have one of those loaded nachos that my kid was walking in and you get a pass thrown at you. Otherwise, it could be bad news. You might be wearing some nachos.
Yep.
So right now, the Indians looking to battle back right here, 24-5. And at this point, we just want to take something positive away from this half with 4 minutes to go. Have a little life in us right here.
I think we just need to get mad.
Yeah, well, Cal Ramel drives in, attacks, and finishes in transition with a little bit of body. Nice move by Cal, but Tri-Village quickly in transition. It's going to be a foul. Have your choice between Daniel or Cal, and they're going to pick Cal Ramel. That will be his second.
Yeah, Daniel may have gotten him first on the back, but Cal definitely was preventing him from making that, we'll call it.
Well, one thing I've noticed, too, besides them trying to pressure our guards, and make it really difficult on us not to run our sets and take us out. They're also looking to push in transition to try to wear us down a little bit as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
You definitely know their game plan. Hits both free throws for Wilson Subs, giving him two on the night. Kel Rammel throws over to Daniel Patch, swings over to Landon Post, trying to feed Caleb Evers inside. Nice little jump hook, gets blocked by Josh Scantlin.
I think that one was clean.
Yep. Quickly down the floor, wide open three. Good for number four, Wilson Suggs.
Our defense didn't get down there. Nope. Left them open for a three.
Nope.
I'm going to bet they can all make them with no problem.
Yep. Indians quickly down the floor. Another turnover.
Easy. Wow.
Nice defense there by Caleb Evers. Turnover for Patriots.
Yep.
Oh, and Judy has the ball. Throws ahead to Daniel Patch, over to Kel Rammel. Stop, little jump shot, pull up, no good. Caleb Evers has it, gets blocked again by Scantlin. Quickly for another three, misses it. Gets a rebound, strip for Owen Judy. Throws over to Landon Post, trying to push it up, and immediately Tri-Villages again is trapping them at half court. Nice split by Landon, stop, pull up. Off the glass.
Nice.
Even there, Landon's wanting a foul, and they don't call one.
Yep.
Tri-Village quickly up. Scantlin over to DeLong. Long drives in. Skip pass over to Wilson. Swings it over to one more in the corner for Seth Cook. Nice extra pass, but Seth airballs it. Caleb Evers with the rebound. I think Caleb has about four or five rebounds on that backside now from the corner three.
Yep.
Oh, and Judy quickly in transition. Pull up three.
In and out.
Good hustle by Caleb. And it's going to be a jump ball call. Great hustle by Caleb Evers.
Yes, it was.
To get the Indians a extra possession. And Logan will check in for Caleb, rewarding that young man for the great effort there.
Fans are giving him a good old clap for that one.
Yeah, Caleb had a great weekend for us last week and saw some extended minutes for the first time really all year and kind of getting his legs underneath him and took advantage of those opportunities. Indians jump into a 2-3. Right now, double high ball screen coming across. DeLong has the ball again, throws it over to Wilson. Wilson gets it inside to Sarver. Deflected pass over to Scantlin. Back inside to Finkbaum. Dumps it off to Sarver. Reach in foul on Logan Holman, and they're going to call Kel Rammel.
And I thought he was in the lane for about 5 or 6 seconds. Then he got the ball.
Earlier in the JV game, they called that 7 seconds.
Yes, I did hear that. I hear him talking about that. I was putting the equipment together. I heard him talking about 7 seconds.
Reach-in foul, probably on Logan, but they gave it to Kel, and unfortunately for the Indians, that's and Kel, that's his third foul.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
Nope. Caleb Evers checks in for Kel with a minute 35 to go here in the second quarter.
Yep.
And Starver hits the first one, and second one is up, and hits that one as well, rattles around the rim.
Yep, Home Brothers' foul line didn't help us that time.
No, it did not. Right now, Indians trail 9-31. Oh, and Judy has the ball on the right-hand side. Dribbled in, gets trapped, and they call foul and a reach-in.
Yep. We need to get something going here.
Yep.
Owen's trying. Kale was trying hard. He was getting beat around.
Well, right now, anytime we drive, we're getting double-teamed. You know, they know exactly who to guard on the perimeter and who to go guard and who to go double. And obviously, Josh is prepared well, watch some film on us, and know exactly who to take away. Yep. Oh, and Judy for a quick three. Nice out-of-bounds play and hits that one right in front of the bench.
Needed that one to get going here, boys.
31-12 right now, Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. And Tri-Vidge quickly down and answers right back within about 3 seconds.
Yep.
Sarver hits a 15-foot pull-up. Caleb throws ahead to Owen Judy, and they call reach-in foul. So Owen will be going to the Hall Brother free throw line.
I'd like to see him be able to avoid that and put one in and maybe get fouled. But,
well, the other part here is they're pushing so hard in transition. Our guys, as soon as the shot is going up, we're not even running to the glass. We're starting to try to sprint back because if not, we're giving up layups.
Yes.
And, you don't want to get yelled at and give up layups, so you start running back. And you kind of cheat going to the offensive glass, giving your team a second chance at, some more points. So.
Yep.
Oh, and misses the first one. Second one is up and rattles in. Giving Owen 6 on the night.
Let's go, defense. He's calling for one shot with a minute to go here in the Calp Pharmacy second quarter.
Right now they have a 20-point lead, 33-13, and probably smart move on his part.
Yeah, everybody gets to rest a little bit.
Well, you go in with, you know, you're at least up 20 right now, bare minimum. You don't turn it over, and we're setting in a 2-3 zone, and we're pretty content with them holding the ball for the last here 30-some seconds. Starting to come out a little bit more.
Yep, I saw Melton nod.
And we get a turnover out of it. Nice job, Indians. Don't turn it over now.
Steals one.
Landon Post in transition. Nice little up and under move for Landon Post.
Nice.
Great hands by Logan on one end, and Landon's able to capitalize and finish on the other end.
So good to do that again.
Yep, cut that down to 18.
15 seconds left.
Tri-Village is working it around again for one more shot. Four corners. Indians staying at 2-3 zone. A little more aggressive here. That might have gave us some life here. And he's back into a box and one. Skip pass over to Scotland for a three. And no good. Hits the wire.
Yep.
And they do call it. So no good even if it went in.
Yep.
Right now, Indians trail by 18. 33-15 on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. We'll take a break and be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Calp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana, so stop in or call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Neil Spencer, Brian Patch at the Battlegrounds in New Madison. It's Tri-Village Patriots lead our Fort Recovery Indians at half, 33-15. And unfortunately for the Indians, we have way more turnovers and probably points at this point and juncture in the game.
Yeah, that's probably true. And at least we scored 10 points in the last half of the of the second quarter, but still, that's
First quarter ended with a Tri-Village having a 7-point lead, 12-5. And then in the second quarter, Tri-Village outscored our Indians 21-10 to take a 33-15 lead. The Indians are led by junior Landon Post tonight with 7 points, and Landon's having himself a pretty good game. Hit a three, and then two layups on a nice little move there right before halftime on an up-and-under move to cut into that lead for us. Owen Judy has 6 points, and Kel Ramel has two. And that is it for our scoring. We just, as I said, haven't had too many shot attempts, too many turnovers, and because of that, we don't have a lot of scoring going on right now. So pretty bleak on that end. We started the game off, though, Neil. I wrote down we started off with 6 straight turnovers in our first 6 possessions.
Oh.
So, and I guess, you know, fortunately from our standpoint, if you turn it over 6 times and don't even get a shot up, we were only down 7. You know, we gave up 12 points at that, juncture of the game. So, you know, for that to be happening, you know, we have to be feeling okay about ourselves. But then we come out in the second quarter, and, you know, they just completely took everything away from us. Trappist push it up full court. You know, they pretty much dictated the game from that standpoint, as on both ends of the floor, on offense and on defense, and really making it rough for our Indians here.
Yeah,
so
they were very, very physical, very aggressive, offensive and defensive, especially defensive, which helped them with the offensive end. And, you know, there were several times when from the time they got the ball, either on a steal or whatever it may be, as soon as they got possession, within 10 seconds they had a shot up.
Yeah, and, you know, they're very aggressive, and, you know, some of it is, you know, I think we got fouled early on,
yes,
and they didn't call it, and they let them really be aggressive, and we didn't respond and handle that well, and we needed to do a better job of that. Hopefully we clean that portion of the game up here in the second half for us, and at least come out and kind of compete. I felt like we kind of rolled over a little bit, maybe played in awe a little bit, or panicked. I don't know what the exact case is. You know, maybe we panicked a little bit more, because I don't know, looking at our schedule and, you know, obviously seeing every game, I don't know if we've seen a team come out and pressure us yet this year and really get after us and trap us like that.
Yeah.
You know, especially when Owen and Kel had the ball, they trapped it, and basically were not letting those two get up any shots at all. And if they did, they had to be a contested fourth shot or fadeaway with the hand up. So, you know, give Tri-Village credit. You know, they're executing their game plan really well right now, and it's basically don't let number two and don't let 22 beat you, and someone else has to. And, you know, right now we're just not, you know, making those plays enough for us. You know, we've turned down, I think, some open shots that we got to be able to take and hit. At the same time, we just got to make better decisions with the basketball and not turn it over. At this point, as a junior and senior, which all of our kids are, minus Troy Holman, but he's played enough basketball, you can't be trying to throw over the top of a trap when it's up on you. It's one thing if you throw over before you get to the trap, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 feet away, and you can throw up over the top before it gets to you. But once you dribble into the trap or you're getting trapped on a run and jump, you can't throw over the top. And unfortunately, we try to throw over the top of too many times, because these kids are even, you know, equal or longer than what we are. And so you just can't do that. And, you know, we got to be able to split some traps. We got to be able to come either and find some gaps. I'm sure we've all played monkey in the middle at some point in our lives. You know, you can't stand behind that defender. You got to find a gap. You got to be able to move. You either got to get in front where they can split them, or you got to be able to get behind so they're not throwing over a body and throwing over or through a person. They're trying to throw around them more so. And so that's on the passer, and that's also on the receiver. And so we got to make sure we do a better job of moving off of the ball and being able to get to spots where we can help the guy out who is getting trapped. And make better decisions from that standpoint. So,
yeah, and I think one of the things you were talking about, you know, we were right in it, even though we had 6 turnovers right away. But from the middle of the first quarter to the middle of the second quarter, I'm not sure we scored.
No, and the other part of that is if you're going to turn it over and not get up shots, then you got to get stops.
Yes.
And, you know, I felt like a little bit too, like I said, you know, I kind of brought the point up. I'm not sure how much box and one we've worked on. I know talking, like I said, earlier with Josh beforehand, you know, he said we watched 4 films and we've seen 4 different defenses. Which one are you running tonight? And I told him, I said, well, I don't know. You have to find out. You know, you'll find out when I find out when you find out, I guess. But even though I didn't know, I wasn't going to tell him. But, you know, the thing is with that is, once they figured out what we were doing and what we were trying to take away, they were executing their offense. They knew exactly where to get guys. They're okay with Starver not scoring because they have 4 other guys that can go get them 10 or, you know, more points
right.
a game.
Yeah.
And so playing in a box and one, you give up some holes, and you're not used to rotations because it is a zone. You're not used to, you know, you're used to having help where you don't have help now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were able to run sets and basically just kind of get any shot they wanted there for a while. So it'll be interesting to see if we stay in the box and one or if we go back to a man. You know, I'm not sure if we can stay 2-3 zone because doing that, you know, one, they could just come out and hold the ball and take, you know, run some clock.
Yep.
You know, if anything, and this is stuff we always did and had success with boys and girls at Tri-Village, we'd always switch everything. We play a man and switch every screen because everything they want is either a screen and a pop off the screen, so you're looking for the guy setting the screen, or the guy coming off the screen going to the basket. If you switch those, you take away everything. And if you have a mismatch, you have a mismatch on the perimeter with a, you know, big and small, which is no big deal because you're an advantage there. And if you switch a guard to a post screen, you're okay because you got a post guy on a guard inside.
Yep.
So you should, you know, that was something we always did. when we played against some boys and girls, and we had a ton of success doing that. So I wonder if that's something we look at here or not.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter right after this. Thanks for listening to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And we start off here, second half, with the Indians get it. Cal Ramble throws it in at about 4.5 seconds. So Tri-Village goes man-to-man. Landon Post has the ball up top. And deflected pass, but Owen Judy is able to retain it. Ball screen on the left-hand side from Logan Holman to Owen Judy. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. Looking to get it inside to Kel Ramel, and we do. That's a matchup we got to be able to explore it in there.
Yes.
They have DeLong on him. It stands 6 foot, and I don't know if he's 6 foot. Daniel thinks about a three, misses it. Backside, number five. Scantling gets a rebound. But we do have Kel in there. That's something we got to look at getting. Skip pass over to Wilson. Bad closeout by the Indians. Drives in and gets fouled. And it looks like it's going to be on Owen Judy. That's going to be his third. So we got Kel with three and Owen with three. Not something we want to look at the scoreboard and see early in the third quarter as our two leading scorers.
Definitely not.
With three fouls. So Suggs goes to the free throw line and hits the first one. Has a chance to get a second one here. Second one is up and good. Increasing that lead back to 20. Right now we're struggling just to get it in. Landon has the ball in transition, throws over to Logan Holman. Wide open three, thinks about it, and hits it. I believe that's Logan's first three of the year.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah, if we can find some scoring like that.
Yes.
We're back in. We're man-to-man now with face guarding Sarver, which I like that better. That's something we're a little more comfortable and used to, I'm sure. Good defense right there by Daniels. They're trying to get the ball inside to Finkbein. A little more life here to start off this one, nil. Set here trying to get Wilson on a three. Dribbles down, deflect the pass, Landon Post. Kick it in there, finish it, Landon. Up and uses the rim to shield off. Great move by Landon Post.
Nice little reverse layup.
Owen almost got a foul, but they don't call it. And instead we get a turnover as they're trying to push it up in transition. Great read by Owen Judy.
Yep, kind of tipped it away. The Tri-Village guy dribbled it on the out-of-bounds line.
Great response right now for the Indians. 15-point lead now. Cal Ramel throws it ahead to Landon Post. Landon throws over to Daniel on the baseline. Throws it back up to Landon. Throws in Logan Holman in the high post. Fakes it and drives and gets hammered. And so Logan will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Great start here for the Indians.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like now we're like, hey, we can actually play. Like, no kidding, guys. We could have done this for 16 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Just be aggressive. They put their uniform on just like we do. Logan misses the first free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line.
I think they can muscle with them, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's the second one. Cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line for Logan Holman, giving him 4 quick points to start the half here. So now we got to talk through a set. They're similar to us. Is every time down, if they don't have something to transition, they're going to run a set and try to get the guy they want the shot when they want it, where they want it, just like that right there. And Starver is able to cash in. Daniel throws ahead to Cal Rammel. Swings it back over to Logan Holman. There's a reach-in foul they don't call. Over to Landon. Swing it to Kale. Attack that Kale. And he does. Baseline drive. Throws it over to Daniel. Back up to Owen Judy. Attack him, Owen. Pull up Jay. 15-footer. A little short. Scantlin with the rebound for Tri-Village. DeLong pushes ahead to Sarver for a wide-open three. And good in transition.
Man,
we didn't get back in time.
We were down 14 and looking good. Now we're down 19. Just 30 seconds.
Open three for the Indians. Daniel misses it. Tip for Logan Holman. Cal Ramo attacks it. They don't want to call that foul either. Land the post, wide open three. Nope. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Power up, Daniel. Misses it. Oh, my goodness. Daniel just threw it over the rim inside.
Well, he went up strong because he got fouled the time before.
Yeah, and they didn't call it.
So he went strong that time.
Yeah, misses it. Drive by Starver up and good. Probably could have got contact, and they don't call it. So right now, Tri-Villages, we've got to have a respond right here. Good start for us until it's about the last 30 seconds or so.
When we were down 14, I was thinking if we can just get a stop and go to get another basket, we're going to have all the momentum.
Yep.
And it changed in less than a minute.
That quick.
Went from 14 down with the momentum
to 21.
To 21 down in probably a minute and a half, maybe.
And that's their spurt ability right there. That's what good teams do. They can go on spurts. You do that by going on runs, by getting stops, and by getting buckets. You know, and a lot of that's been in transition, pushing the ball and playing free.
Yeah, and we did that to start this Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
Yep. Logan misses both free throws. Right now we got to get a stop in the worst ways here.
Yes.
Coming in at 4:30 to go. Scantlin has the ball on the left hand side. Up top to Finkbaum. Drive by Wilson. Up and in and hits the floater.
Yep, got around his man and Daniel went over. But
his
only way he could stop him was to tackle him. Decided not to do that.
That's probably a good decision on his part.
Yes, it was.
Indians are going to take a timeout as that leads. Balloons up to 23 right now as we trail 44-21 with 4:19 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back. Great crowd here for both teams, actually. We have our side is packed, and Tri-Village, obviously, this is their sport. This is what they all want to come to see, and they got a packed house here. And in between that little break of the timeout, they're throwing up little basketballs. So do we still do that? Do you know?
I haven't seen it happen this year.
I know we used to have those little basketballs sponsored by some businesses they used to toss up. And
thanks for that thought.
Great
it's too late to get it going this year. But
they're tossing basketballs. They're tossing shirts. You know, I didn't know if that was a COVID thing the last couple of years with all that.
Oh, yeah, that might be. That's probably where that went for a while. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
But
So
I'd say we could bring that back. Toss those little miniature balls up to them.
Yep, it's good publicity for a local any local business.
Yep. Right now, Owen Judy has the ball for the Indians. Dribble on the right-hand side. Screened by Kel Rammel. Nice find in there from Caleb Evers on a ball screen from Owen. And Owen finds Kel on the backside. And it's one of those frustrating nights as Kel just blew a layup. And they call a foul on Tri-Village, so we get the ball back. And that's kind of been how our night's going.
Yep.
Kel has 2 points tonight. Troy Holman triggers into Daniel Patch. Back to Troy Holman. Drives in and gets blocked. Good take, though. Just in there among the trees. You can elevate. Wilson in top for Tri-Village. Swings it over to Seth Cook. Back to Wilson for an open three. Good. Dalton DeLong actually hits that three. Indians now trail by 26. Indians break their trap. Daniel Patch brings it across. Deflected pass over there from Starver. be Indians ball on the side. That's one of those that's he's starting to drive. Starver's starting to come up in the passing lane. He's got a jump stop and ball faking and get him reacting. Troy can go back door on that. Set all one motion.
Yep.
Which Troy told him, he's like, my bad. I realized that. Looking for the trap. Daniel skips it over to Troy. Troy back to Kel. Wide open three. Misses it. Daniel gets a rebound. Passes to Troy Holman. Troy drives in. Kicks. Look for someone to find. Nice pass from Kel Ram on the backside.
Nice.
We'll take that. Nice find by Troy Holman. Way to create something for your teammate there.
Yeah, Kel was being double teamed underneath, and Troy drew one of the defenders and flipped it to Kel.
Right now, Tri-Village drives in and misses it. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Outlets. I mean, that's
slapped five times.
Yeah, so he just got mugged. He wrapped it up like it was a baby, and they're still hacking at him. Good cut by Kel Ramo back door. Goes up and finishes. Quick points by Kel Ramo.
If that had been a baby, they'd have killed the baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, and again, that's how it's being called. They're not calling anything. So right now, I mean, you might as well do everything you can because they ain't going to call it except for on that end on us, which is Kel's fourth now.
Yep.
Sarver goes up. Kel gets a foul. That's one of those. It's not a foul, but because he swiped down, the old adage is if you swipe down on the ball, it's a foul, even though you don't touch him.
Yep.
I hate those things.
Yes.
If it's a foul, foul. If it's not, don't call it. Don't call it because it looks like a foul, especially when we're getting mugged.
Yes.
And they're not calling anything because that looked like a foul earlier and we're not calling it. But obviously, I'm wearing purple and a little biased. But.
Yeah, but you're also telling the truth.
Sarver hits the first free throw and hits the second one, giving him 19 on the night.
You can be biased and still tell the truth.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Indians break that pressure, and they're still pressuring us right now. Logan Holman drives in, takes it up strong, and he'll pick up a foul, and he's getting frustrated. Like,
he got
hacked. I got drive in and get fouled, no contact, and then – I go after the ball and bump him, and I get called for a foul.
Unfortunately, there is no video that I know of being taken of this.
We got it on Huddle.
Not available for the public,
Yeah, we got it on Huddle. But.
But so the general public probably won't get to see that, but it's.
Shot fake right now for number 33, Prince, who just checked in. Nice little dump down inside, little left-handed hook. Daniel Patch gets a rebound.
Another nice rebound for Daniel.
Yeah, I like the aggressiveness going after those, which you have to. You can't go in weak here, otherwise you're going to get your head taken off like Owen just did right there on a check defense.
Got it flipped away from him as he's trying to make the pass.
Yep. Daniel with the turnover, Starver for three, and good.
Whew, they are warm.
Oh, yeah, they haven't hardly missed a shot. And, right now we just got to – they're bodying us up. Every time we pick up the ball, they are bodying us up. We got to be strong with the basketball. Right now, Daniel's bringing it up. Kick over to Logan Holman, wide open three. Misses it. Right now, we're out of sync. We got Daniel Patch bringing the ball up, and we got Logan Holman shooting some threes. Not that that's a bad shot, but one pass and an open three with Owen not having a chance to get a touch is probably not our best offense to get back in right now. Tri-Village with a drive, little half reverse, and good for Ty Linkus, who just checked in the game. Right now, we're on the verge. We're down 29 with 1:11 to go in the Fort Recovery third quarter insurance. Tri-Village takes a 30-second timeout. You want to take one with them?
Yep, we'll just take one.
We'll be back.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at New Madison.
Yep.
1:11 left on the Fort Recovery.
Oh, my goodness. And they put the ball on the ground and start counting.
Yeah. That seems about right.
Yeah. Rex Leverett checks in there at the timeout. Landon Post is on the floor right now. Dribbles over, finds Caleb Evers. Caleb thinks about a 15-footer, turns it down, throws it to Logan Holman. He drives baseline, gets double-teamed and grabbed, and our ball out of bounds.
And he hesitated a little bit to call it that.
Yeah, we didn't want to call a foul there. I mean, yeah, we didn't want to call out of bounds, did we?
No, he just did. He thought about it a long time.
Indians will trigger it in, land the post, throws up two. Rex Leverett swings it back to Landon on the baseline, throws it inside to Caleb Beavers. Caleb strong with the ball, drop step, goes up. Nice. Oh, nice little jump hook off the glass. Wouldn't be strong, Caleb. Hook.
That was nice. Good move. Well, they have us doubled up right now. But
yeah, down 27 here with under a minute to go. Looks like they're probably going to take one shot. Working around on the perimeter. Unless they can get a good look, I'm sure they'll take that. And they, throw it away. Yep. Linkus throws it away, thinking that L will be where he was supposed to be or thought he would be, and he wasn't there. So turnover. Be Indians ball, 24 seconds. Owen Judy's walking it up right now, and we need Owen to go absolutely go off here if we want to have a chance. He has 6 points.
Yep.
Rex Leverett has the ball, being trapped. Skip pass over to Landon, swings it over to Owen Judy. Thinks about a three, but don't want to shoot it that early.
Five.
Drives baseline off the ball screen, pulls the three, and no good off the back iron. Rex Leverett grabs a rebound
on,
and
Rex.
Up off the glass and misses it. Great hustle by Rex. Just comes up a little short. Indians trail by 27. Going into the fourth and final quarter here at the Battlegrounds. We'll be back.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fourth quarter here at New Madison versus Tri-Village. K&L Tractors fourth quarter. And the Indians started off the third quarter very well. Got it down from 19 to 14 in a hurry. And then the bottom fell out.
We gave up 33 points in that third quarter. We also scored 17. That's the positives. But
yep.
Little back screen here and back cut off of it. And it will be turnover on Tri-Village. It'll be Indians ball. We got to have ourselves a heck of a quarter here if we want to have a chance at this thing.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be a running clock here shortly. Logan Holman inside to Cal Rammel and just misses it, throws it over the rim. Tri-Village with a rebound, pushes it ahead, and Prince wide open three, no good. And offensive rebound put back by Scantlin. We're seeing right now why Tri-Village is one of the top five teams in the state.
Yes.
Even though they lost to Bakkens by one and we lost to them by 13, Cal Rammel with a 15-foot pull-up.
Yeah, it was closer than the 13.
Yeah, we're not playing like we did that night, that
no.
I can tell you.
Nope.
And I don't know if they missed five shots tonight. That helps them as well.
Yes. Yeah, we're not keeping the shooting stats, but
moving screen, yes. So turnover on Tri-Village, and Owen will pick up the great defensive effort there.
Yep, he went down. Kind of glad they did call it an offensive moving screen thing, but sometimes they won't do that and give him a foul because there was some contact.
That was
enough. But it was caught us by the.
I was going to say, if they don't call that one, I might have had to raise my headset up and yelled a little bit.
Just tell me to turn the volume down.
Drive by Daniel Patch, kick out, wide open three for Landon. Offensive rebound for Daniel, kick out Owen Judy.
Ooh.
Off.
Woo.
Off.
That might have grazed the rim, but it.
And you know, Neil, unfortunately, that's one of those nights. This is, I mean, our kids are trying. We're playing.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's just when you can't shoot it very well, it's hard.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we're at right now. Tri-Village is showing no mercy. Sarver catches it, just hard drive baseline, goes up and gets fouled by Owen. And he'll be going to the free throw line shooting two, and that is Owen's fourth.
Owen and Kale both playing with four fouls, but why not?
Oh, yeah. At this point, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And first one is good for Lane Sarver, giving him 23 on the night.
We get another chance here at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Hopefully, it's no good for them.
Yes.
Second is up and good. He's a decent-looking athlete, like, say, 6'6". I know some D1s are looking at him as a receiver. Matter of fact, that's why some of the basketball schools weren't recruiting him, is because Daniel Patch, deep three, good.
All right, that was beautiful.
You know, that's the thing. It's a little frustrating because he can shoot it, and he turns down so many wide-open shots because he's trying to run some offense.
Yeah.
A wide-open three is a pretty good offense when you're a pretty good shooter.
Yes, and that was a 21-footer so, but
he's got to look to shoot those and be a little more aggressive.
That's absolutely his range.
It's especially not, when we're turning it over at a high rate.
Yes, yeah, we have to. We need to get shots off as quickly as we can, and good shots, and that's a good one.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Cal Ramel goes up for a rebound and lands awkwardly, and he looks to be all right, kind of limping down the floor gingerly. And knowing Kel, it doesn't matter if his leg's broken and dangling, he ain't coming out. He's a tough kid.
Yes, he is.
Deflected pass. Turnover right there by Owen Judy. Daniel Patch down to defend it and misses
good.
Gets a rebound. Outlets Troy Holman. Attack him, Troy, attack him. Pushes it hard in transition. Kick out to Owen. Swing one more. There, Kel drives in. Troy drives baseline. Nice pass to land. Back over to Daniel Patch.
There
wide open three. Get another one in there. Daniel misses it. Kel Ramel up for the rebound. Back up. Kel Ramel misses it. Foul. And it's going to be Indians ball. Great work by Kel Ramel. Good open three. Good ball movement by the Indians. Left the baseline drive by Troy Holman. And kicks it to Daniel or Landon. Landon makes one more extra pass to Daniel. Just misses it. And Kel Ramel doesn't give up. Keeps working hard.
Now we have six players. Oh,
yep.
There we go.
Yep, Reese Guggenbill is checking in for Owen Judy. I'm assuming his night might be done here.
Yeah, it might be.
So Reese has his, I think, first kind of major varsity action here. Troy Holman's getting trapped. Throws it into Daniel Patch. Up back to Kel Ramel. High ball screen for Daniel to Kel. Ooh.
25-footer.
That might have been an even further back.
Yeah, that was.
That was deep,
but
pulled by Kel.
It was an
Ramel.
Open shot, so what he had to lose.
Yep.
Get those shots up.
Good drive and kick out for Tri-Village, and DeLong hits a three, 61-32.
5:21 left on the K&L Tractors fourth quarter.
Yep. Reese Guggenbill picks up his dribble and takes a 30-second timeout. Looks like we're going to be clearing our benches here. Riley Heiser's coming in, and Rex Leverett's coming in. We got two games this week yet, so at this point, we're not coming back in this one. So let's get some guys some playing time and get ready for a MAC game on Friday night. That's a game we want to get because we still, as we were talking earlier in the show, if you turned in late, I mean, we still have a chance right now. I mean, obviously, we got to have a lot of help.
Yes.
But we play Coldwater Friday night at the Palace with a 1-4 MAC record. We're sitting in 3-2, fourth place right now. Marion's in front of us at third place with a 3-1 record. Versailles is tied with New Bremen, both undefeated. Versailles is 6-0, and Bremen's 5-0. So we play both of those teams yet on our schedule. So we could give those two teams a loss, and then they got to play. And then they got to play each other yet. And I think both of them have to play Marion yet. So if they could beat each other a little bit, we could be sitting there about four or five teams with two losses. So this thing's not out yet. So,
and at the very least, if we beat one or both of them, even if we can't get to first place, we can get a much better seed.
Absolutely. Beating people helps. That's part of how you get your seeds. Foul right there for Tri-Village. A little ticky-tack foul now. Would have loved to have those calls earlier in the game when it mattered, not when it's a 30-point ball game right now.
Yep.
I mean, now let's just swallow the whistle.
Yeah, as long as nobody's getting hurt.
Right. I mean, that was, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a brush.
As they say, that's a nickel-dimer right there, Neil.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, we let blood fouls go earlier. Rex Leverett shoots a three.
Beautiful.
And hits it.
Beautiful.
Rex Leverett for three for the Tribe. And delay a ball warning. So it went through. Daniel grabbed it and threw it to the official, and they called a delay to ball warning.
Because he threw it to the official.
Because he threw it to the official as it went through the net. So the alternative is just let the ball go to the other side, but whatever.
He's not allowed to give it to the official?
I guess. being polite can't do, I guess. I don't know. There's Troy Holman picks up a foul, but that kid drove and threw an elbow into Troy because Troy took the worst end of that. That's for sure.
Put an elbow under Troy's chin.
Troy's like, I'm used to those, but I'm usually wearing a helmet and pads.
Yeah. Yep.
Aggressive drive right there for number four, Wilson Suggs. He definitely created contact himself on the drive.
Yes, he did, and it wasn't just a casual like a lot of them are.
Nope. And Daniel comes out. Caleb checks in. So right now we got Troy Holman and Riley Heiser, Reese Guggenbiller, Rex Leverett, and Caleb Beavers on the floor for the Indians, and I'd say they're going to finish this 4:36 off in the fourth quarter. And
both of them on the Hull Brothers foul line.
And he's still in the game as a starter. Kind of shocking him up 30. Right now, Troy Holman has the ball up top. Hand off to Caleb Beavers. Back to Troy. Troy drives over. Throws it over to Rex Leverett. Back to Riley Heiser. Trying to get Caleb Beavers inside. Nice drive by Riley Heiser. A little floater. And good for Riley.
5'8 goes in there.
Yep, over the trees.
Puts one on, up
little,
there.
Little teardropper for Riley right there. The senior gets his first 2 points.
I think every other guy on our team that's tried that got it knocked back across the foul or the center court.
Or missed it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Drive right now for Wilson in there. And he goes in and scores. He must be trying to get some record or something.
Yeah, it might be.
That or they don't have any other guys on the bench.
I see.
Nice little pass from Rex Leverett. Diving Caleb Beavers for a layup. 65-39 right now. I say that just because most of the time you're pulling your starters when you're up 30 instead of keeping them in.
Looks like they're probably going to take him out. This kid was in the JV game.
Yep. Can't
remember his name. But.
And because their JV team put a hurting on us in that game as well. Right now he's driving in. Three consecutive plays, three consecutive drives and moves for Wilson Suggs. He's on a 6-0 run right here himself. Well, I guess Caleb scored on the last one. Receivers, nice backdoor pass, misses the lift. Riley Heiser gets a deflection. Tri-Village retains the ball. Nice backdoor play right there by Reese Guggenbiller. Just missed the shot. Drive right now. Nice dump inside for Tri-Village. They're going to call a walk, though. Yep, got a dribble. Good look, though. Drove in, drew a defender, and dumped it off to the post guy.
Out now.
Yep. As he scored, I think he had 14 or so on coming out before he came out there. Next dead ball, Wyatt Grove is going to check in as well for the Indians. Rex Leverett has the ball. Think about shoot that, Rex.
He's 25 feet, but he might as well.
You were wide open, though.
Yeah, yes. Isn't a shot.
Well, he's
a shot he can definitely make.
Riley Heiser driving a kick out. Reese Guggenbiller for 3.25, misses it. Well, it's one thing you catch it in rhythm and not in rhythm, and Rex was in rhythm and just hit one, so go shoot it. Yep. Drive down in transition, up and good for Luke Drews, 6'1 senior who's checked in the game for the Tri-Village. Troy Holman throws to Riley Heiser on the left side. Right now the Indians trail by 30. Nice post move by Caleb Beavers. Drop step spin back to his left shoulder. Little jump hook for Caleb.
Another left-hander.
Yep.
That's a nice move for him.
I think he has 6 or so in the night. Miss for Tri-Village as they're trying to pound it into Ty Linkus. And I think we're going to take a timeout just to sub here. Yep. We're just subbing timeout. Just subbing timeout, guys. Yep. Stay on the floor there.
Yep. So, I don't know. We need to – we didn't come out with a positive on this one. I don't like – the way we got manhandled physically. And that is, they weren't calling fouls on either team, so we should have adjusted and fought back a little bit.
Yeah, we were definitely getting hit, but make them call them on us.
Yes.
And be more aggressive. And if you know they're fouling you, you know you got to be stronger with the ball, and we didn't respond that well early.
Yep.
And we had a lot of turnovers. As I said, I think we started out 6 straight turnovers, but we were still in the game.
Yeah, lazy passes
And deflected passes. And that's first time also. 3 here for Rex Leverett. Misses. Nope. Caleb Beavers hustles in there and get a deflection out of bounds on Caleb. But that's the first time we've ever been trapped, I think, all year, hard like that.
Yes.
And, you know, that's something I think we're probably going to see maybe in tournament time.
Somebody will do that somewhere.
You know, that's, you know, something I think some teams probably think could be a pressure area for us. Because then, you know, to beat that, sometimes we got to have Kel and Owen bring it down, and then that takes away – wears them out a little bit more.
Yep.
And so, you know, I expect – plus the other thing is they double-teamed Owen and Kel every time they caught the ball. They were basically making somebody else going to have to beat us tonight. And unfortunately, we just didn't do it. But yep. Right now, Tri-Village is playing a little keep away on the perimeter, still running some stuff. But
yep, minute 18
looking
here.
For driving lanes and good defense right now by the Indians out there on the floor with Riley Heisen, Rex Loverett, and Reese Guggenbiller, Wyatt Grover, and Caleb Evers. Right now making Tri-Village work. Nice drive in there, but deflected away by Rex Loverett. I think he also got poked in the eye.
Excuse me.
Rex, I think, took the worst of that one. Nice little pick-and-roll action for Tri-Village and a layup in there for number 44, Camden Cook, 6'5", junior. And that's the other thing, too, is their JV team was mostly juniors. So
yes.
Even though they beat us, I mean, they're losing a lot of seniors. Riley Heiser with a 15-foot pull-up misses it. Rex Loverett with the over-the-back call.
Yeah, and like you were alluding to, they're going to need those juniors to have some plenty of playing time. So
yep.
You don't want them sitting on the bench if they're going to be the leaders next year. They have to play. You know, a lot of people think it's not necessarily a good thing for juniors to be on the JV.
Well, it's not unless they're playing and going to be contributors the following year. If they're going to do that, then you play them. Otherwise, you play your younger kids.
Yeah, people that are going to play the next year.
Yep, as Coach Hubbard always used to say, hey, you've had 3 years to earn some time, so...
Nice block by Rex.
Yep, and they're trying to pound it back inside, ducking his shoulder, but no call there. Rex gives another great defensive effort.
Yep.
See, that was a call we got called for a charge on earlier.
Yeah, yep.
Daniel got a charge for ducking his shoulder, and that duck was okay, I guess. Moving screen right there. I like they call it because it was, but again, I just wish it would have been done when it wasn't a 30-point game and 21 seconds to go in again.
Yep. 21.3 K&L Tractors fourth quarter scoreboard, and we'll see what happens here in the last 20 seconds. Wyatt's bringing it up.
They're yelling, don't foul, so just hang on to it there, Wyatt. They're still trapping
him. Still
30.
Fouling him.
Yep, still trapping and fouling up 30. 8 seconds to go. And they're going to dribble it out. Looks like we're going to Tri-Village will come away with a 30-point lead and win, and we'll come away and no one got hurt. Hopefully we can learn something from this and get ready to go back to practice tomorrow and get ready for cold water on Friday. Yep. We'll take a break and be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Recap the schedule.
Yep. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yep. All right. And we're back here. Neil Spencer, Brian Patch at the Battlegrounds here in New Madison. This is the Tri-Village Patriots, ranked in the top five someplace in the state of Ohio, walk away with a 71-41 victory over our Fort Recovery Indians. Did not start out pretty for the Indians. I think we started out with six consecutive turnovers, and I think at one point we had more turnovers than we did shot attempts. But we did battle back. In that fourth quarter, Tri-Village outscored us 17-14. And then in the third quarter, you know, we do put up 17 points as well, but unfortunately, we just came up too short tonight. We had a lot of good looks we just missed.
Yes.
And without
their pressure bothered
us. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Their traps, their pressure, their length. You know, they pressured full court. They pressured half court. They trapped us, you know, basically all over the floor. They trapped us. When Owen and Kel caught the ball, they'd run and jumped us. You know, they had a great game plan, and they executed their game plan well, and that's what good teams do. And, you know, for us, this is one of those things you – hopefully learn from it a little bit. You try to get better, but this is one you just put away in the back burner and go
right
on, move on.
Yeah, and might be a really good learning experience because, as you mentioned, somebody is probably going to do that to us, and now we know that whatever we have thought was going to work doesn't work.
Well, and the other part of it, too, it's, you know, there's not too many teams we play. Not discrediting anyone on our schedule, but there's not too many teams that's going to be this athletic and this
right
skilled as what Tri-Village is.
And long. The length was good. You know, sometimes, you know, it's most teams don't have enough people to guard Owen and Kale and still hang in there with the rest of us. And these guys had two or three or four guys that could handle them. So,
yeah, very athletic. Like I said, it was a good team, and unfortunately we kind of ran into a buzzsaw tonight. And,
yep.
And we just didn't have a whole lot of answers for it from either end, offense or defense. So, and with Bubba not here golfing with Fee, we don't really have a whole lot of stats. But
yep,
at one point I do know Owen had nine. I know he ended up with more than nine. Landon, I think, had seven. Kel, I think, was in that 9-10 at one point as well. I know Daniel hit a three. Rex hit a three. Riley hit a two. You know, I'm not really sure of those individual scores. Not that it really matters, but
yeah,
you know, like I said, it's one of those things that I think you, as a player, you don't want to watch the film, and hopefully you don't have film session tomorrow. Hopefully it's practice. Hopefully it's looking forward to cold water moving forward. You want the players to forget about this. You want the players to have a short memory, because they got to get ready for the next game.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
not that you don't, you know, you got to keep this one in your mind from the standpoint of, hey, like you said, if teams play us, we got to know how to respond, and we got to be prepared for this because I think we'll see this again in tournament time.
Yes.
Our coaches that we play in our conference are too smart. They look and see what works. They look and see what had success against you, and they're going to copy that. And so we got to make sure that we're prepared for that. But at the same time, burn this film and move on to cold water. So,
yep.
And we do have Coach Milton coming up here.
Milton is coming up,
so
we'll talk with him a little bit here.
Well, Coach, I guess we kind of ran into a buzzsaw tonight. I don't know if we played. I know we didn't play the way you expected us to play or thought we were going to play or wanted us to play. And I think at one point I statted down. I think we started out with six turnovers, I think it was.
Yeah, Coach Miller had us for 16 at halftime.
Yeah.
And that's uncharacteristic for our ball club. We strive to be 10 or less, and you know, last weekend and Redskin weekend, we averaged 12 per game. You know, we just allowed them to speed us up, and, you know, that's not our style. And the game got away from us pretty quick from their tempo and what they were trying to do.
Yeah, you know, they started off, and something we haven't seen a lot of is a lot of pressure.
Right.
And, you know, they pressured us full court. They pressured us half court. Anytime Owen and Kel got the ball, they were trapping them. You know, basically it looked like the game plan was don't let those two beat you and make someone else try to beat you. And those two had to pass out of double teams a lot.
Right, right. It was run and jump, man to man. And sometimes they would do it in the full court, then they'd wait till the half court and get us. You know, and one of the interesting things that Coach Sags done was he put Sarver on our point guard.
I brought that up.
And that took us out of our flow and rhythm offensively. So that was pretty smart on his part. But we tried to adjust and get, you know, Owen – or Kale to get us into our offense, but to be truthful with you, maybe this was good for us because we hadn't seen that and we hadn't asked those guys to do those things to get us in our offense.
Right. And we were just talking before you got up here. You know, at some point, you know, it's kind of a copycat league. You know that. You've been in it now long enough to know that teams will look and see what did they do against you to have success.
Right.
And they're going to try to copy that. And at some point, someone in the tournament trail may be saving that in their back pocket to try
sure.
to do that. So, you know, what do you think we can learn from this, I guess, game to use?
Yeah, that's what we'll take from this game. It's a good learning lesson for us. We'll go back to the drawing board. We will prepare for this type of pressure. And we will prepare, you know, for having, you know, I mean, they put 6'6 on our point guard, and he's an athlete.
He is an athlete.
You know, so that was a, you know, that was tough on Landon out the gate.
Right.
And, you know, and then you bring Troy in. So we will learn from this. We'll watch the film. I'll make notes, and then we'll adapt accordingly. Now, I don't know if we're going to run into anybody that has a Sarver and six,
right.
you know, a Scantlin and a Finkbein and all those
right.
guys. You know, I mean, they're loaded right now.
Right. Well, and the other thing is now you're coming to trap on that first pass with a 6'6 athlete. And if that's
right.
something you haven't seen a lot of, you're not used to that guy coming from behind right. and getting you like that. But
that's hard to simulate unless I can get some alums to come in.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean, that's hard to simulate in practice.
Well, this is one of those, though, too, I think, you know, we were kind of talking as well. You know, as a player, though, you're going to obviously look at this film, and this film, knowing you, is going to drive you nuts. You may not be in bed till 4 in the morning, but –
He you know, already knows me.
For these guys, though, you want them to think about it, but at the same time – have a short memory loss
yeah.
and move on to the next one because
yep.
you do got a big conference game. You know, right now,
yep.
you know, even though we're at two losses, we still hold, you know,
we're in the
mix
still.
With some help, obviously,
yeah.
but we still hold, you know, the driver's seat is right there for us where we can control our destiny a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we still have a big game on Coldwater on Friday.
Yeah, that's the coaches in us, Patchy. I mean, that's exactly what I told him. You know, a little short term memory. We've got, it's Cavalier time now, you
right.
know, and we do. Coach Leverett and I were talking on the bus on the way down trying to figure out mathematically if we still had a shot at the MAC, and we do, based on, you know, it's, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, we do have a shot. We control our own destiny. We just got to win out and hope for some help.
Yeah.
Could end up being, I don't know when you coached, but he said he couldn't remember there ever being a four-way tie, but there's a potential possibility for a four.
Sure
he
is.
Remembered threes.
We,
but not
yeah,
many
we,
fours.
We shared it with Delphus and New Bremen on a three-way 1 year. But the other thing, too, is not just the MAC, but we talked as well. Beating a New Bremen and beating Vercells, I mean, those are big for seeding purposes, which is coming up
right.
in, what, 2 weeks as well?
Yeah, a week from this Sunday.
Yeah, so, I mean, getting wins like that on your resume definitely helps for seeding purposes. And,
right.
You know, and also we're getting near the end of the season where we want to be rolling at the right time, and now's getting to that time. So
right. This was a makeup game, not really planned, you know, so it was
yeah. –
kind of thrown in because honestly our focus last week was the Redskins, St. Henry,
and it should have been
yeah. So that was our focus. I'm not making excuses, but it was, and that was, you know, we had one day to prepare, then we had snow, a little goofy, we got moved to a junior high gym, and you know it had to be out because of the weather, the inclement weather, and you know, so it is what it is. They
yeah.
they dealt with the same conditions, I'm sure. So I'm just proud of the guys for they continue to fight, scratch and claw, and our, you know, our younger guys came in and they shared the ball and played you know fairly
yeah.
well there at the end too. So, you know, we'll take the positives from it, but honestly, so, yeah, I told the guys as soon as we go out door 22 and get on the bus, it's all cold water.
Yep.
We're not, this is water under the bridge.
Yep. And it's not a MAC game, you know, someone's going to lose, Versailles and New Bremen. So
mm-hmm.
one of them is going to have a
and
loss.
Then right. we'll beat the other two.
And
we'll beat
yeah.
them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And if, you know, if we beat both of them, one of them beats somebody.
Marion could play one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
So there could easily.
Right. You know, St. John's got a nice coach. He does a great job. You never know. I mean, he could upset
right.
somebody.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So, guys, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you coming up and talking
well,
to us.
Yep. Yeah. Make sure we get healthy, and hopefully we're in school the next couple of days, so we
yeah.
have 2 days of practice, and
hopefully.
We can get ready for Coldwater, and we'll see you on Friday, Coach.
All right.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Patch.
Thanks for coming up.
Yep.
Yep. Let's take another break, and we'll wrap everything up then. You got anything else before you take off, and I'll come back and wrap stuff
nope,
up?
Nope. We're good. We'll
All
see
right.
you on Friday.
Yep. So we'll be back right after this with a wrap-up.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters, for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to the America Lanes post-game show. The Indians go down to defeat 71-41. We were hanging with them early in the game, even though we couldn't. You know, as Coach Patch said several times, our first six possessions, we had no shot, turnover every time. But at one point, we were only down 7-4, I believe, and then they ran off a bunch of points in a row, their trap and all that that we had talked about. And then, so just not exactly how we wanted things to go, but as Coach Melton talked in his interview here just a moment or two ago, we learned some things that may come up later, so we saw how we didn't handle it. So now we have a whole bunch of ways we can figure out how to handle it when it possibly will come up somewhere along the tournament trail or one of the MAC games. So even though we came away with a very disappointing loss, I think we have some positives to take from it and things, some really good learning experience that we know we can't handle that very well right now, so we will learn how to do that. We have the players to take care of that, and we'll just do it. So coming up Thursday, girls host Coldwater, WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. That's at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Friday, the boys go over to the Palace at Coldwater. That's our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Dave Kalp. Dave's not with us tonight, with his birthday being today. And Coach Patch's birthday, I believe, was the Friday of the Marion game, and we weren't able to do that one either. So birthday boys didn't get to be on the air on their birthdays. Friday, the boys will be at Coldwater. The NFHS video will be available, probably with WCSM's audio. Saturday, the girls will be at Troy Christian. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and that'll be varsity only at noon. No JV game. Then boys at Mississinewa Valley on Saturday night will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and as far as I know, there's no video available for that. So with that, we want to thank Brian Patch for doing the play-by-play tonight, and we will see you again Thursday for the girls' game simulcast and Friday the boys' Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So thanks for listening. We'll be back later in the week.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.